honest information about living a healthy lifestyle on RadioMD.com. It's time for Naturally Savvy with natural visionary Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis.
I'm Lisa Davis and with Andrea Donsky. And there's a saying in my house, it's never too early for veggies. Actually, that's not true. I just made that up. But I really do believe that it's never too early for veggies. So we're going to talk about veggies with breakfast with the fabulous Ashley Koff, RD, who joins us twice a month here. Hello, Ashley.
Hello. I'm like, boy, people are going to be like, oh, I so totally want to hang out with them. Because I was just going to be like, you know, when I say eat your veggies at breakfast, it's like, people look at me and, you know, like, I'm so used to saying like, hey, you get to have chocolate, and people are like, oh my God, you're my best friend, or, you know, yes, you can have your coffee. And then it's like veggies for breakfast. And I think they're like, Andrea and Ashley can eat alone. Like, go ahead.
Well, I think it's make that my slogan.
Totally.
I love veggies with breakfast.
I love
it. It's okay, Ashley. I'll hang out with you anytime, any veggies. It's all good.
Perfect. And, you know, we're seeing a little bit of a change today. I mean, it used to be that I would literally get people being like, but how do I do that? You know, and it was like, well, let's start with like maybe salsa on your eggs, or, you know, spinach, you know, mixed into your omelet. And now, you know, we do get people, and I love it. You know, people are either grabbing a green juice or they're blending, you know, they're, people are like, I'm hiding a little bit of veggies in my smoothie. But one of the things I want to start off with is actually why it's so critical to add veggies to your breakfast. So I actually consider veggies our fourth macronutrient. You know, so people talk all the time about carbohydrates, proteins, fats, and I'm right up there with non-starchy vegetables. And of course, there are some vegetables that would fall under carbohydrates because they're starchy. But here's the thing. When we go to sleep at night, the body is attempting to do all of its cleanup, recovery work, put things where it's supposed to go away. I like to say it's like having a cleaning person come into your internal home at nighttime and get everything done so that you, when you wake up in the morning, you don't trip over or like go to a kitchen full of last night's dirty dishes. So here's the problem. When we wake up in the morning, not all of that work is always getting done. And especially there's sometimes even new, let's say, like little messes or things that need to get done because of that work that was happening overnight. Now, add on top of that, our tendency in the morning to want to grab maybe a coffee or to have a little bit of, I don't know, morning stress. Some people have told me that happens to them. Or, you know, maybe a little bit of sugar or that sort of thing. And the thing is, vegetables are our body's cleanup team. So what they do, they're like all the different cleanup utensils that we have, you know, whether it's a sponge or it's paper towel or a mop or any of these other things. And they're all different colors in nature, and that those different colors sort of can go according to, and, you know, there are all these charts of like eat a rainbow, here's all the different things they do in the body. So one of the things that happens is if we don't include vegetables at breakfast, we're actively allowing that mess to not be cleaned up and or not helping our bodies to sort of clean up as we go along. So I actually really like to emphasize veggies at breakfast, but there's another reason, and that is also that the day doesn't actually ever go, or I would say ever because I was just going to use my life, ever go according to plans, but often doesn't go according to plans. And I think the problem with that is that, I mean, you guys know, you can be like, oh, I made the most amazing organic salad. And then, you know, I'm sitting in my office seeing patients and I'm like, it's so keeping my refrigerator super comfortable right now. And I'm at the office and I was like, oh, son of a gun, you know, or I think I'm going to have, you know, to stop somewhere and make something or whatever. And it ends up that either I don't have access to the quality of the vegetables, or even if I'm eating them out, maybe they're, you know, I'm not getting as many as I might have at home, or they're oversauced, or in the space of definitely for kids and for all of us, really, you know, whether it's school or office or any of that, we just may not have the access to getting done what we need to get done. So the other part is I like people to start off the morning feeling successful. And if you have any vegetables, just like if you have one glass of water in the morning, then I just tell my patients, that's it. Like, that's what I want you to have to do. So now you actually go out in your day feeling super successful. It's like, have you guys ever, like, gotten your workout done and, like, maybe, like, oh, I don't know, like, gotten, like, one thing done that you intended to in the morning, and you walk out the door and you're like, I am a rock star. You know what I mean? Or just, like, even getting everyone out the door, right? Like,
Well, absolutely.
Yeah, so I think it's so, like, it's so important. And, you know, we can certainly say that, you know, there are the smoothies and we can hide it in there. But I'm really a big fan of, like, celebrating. I mean, I'll do, you know, a veggie breakfast sandwich. So some people who are avoiding carbohydrates In larger amounts, I'll say to them, like, do the starchier vegetable, like maybe do the sweet potato or the pumpkin. And I have a recipe where I have people mix that with eggs and they make it into a muffin tin, and you can make a bunch of them ahead of time. And it's like, boom, you've had your, you know, your veggie. You could even wrap it in a green and like go like animal style, you know, and have that for breakfast. and I saw someone do, and I totally ripped this off, so I can't take credit, but somebody did this amazing breakfast bowl and they had spiralized zucchini as the base of it. You know, how people are like making noodles from everything these days, or spiralized, if you have leftover, spaghetti squash. And, you know, when you cook it, it can be a sweeter flavor. So the nice part about vegetables, too, is that they don't have to, you know, people, I think savory, and they think that they need to do vegetables that way. But I've done, you know, the spaghetti squash with hemp seeds, some raisins, or some, I love to have pomegranate. I'll do, you know, a little bit of pomegranate in there, a little bit of ginger, and you got the whole thing going on, you know? And
so,
yeah.
Ashley, you know what, for those of you who are listening, you know, when Ashley's talking about the spiralizer, you can pick one up at Bed Bath & Beyond. They're like, I think, under $10. And they're amazing because if you're trying to avoid carbs, they actually make you feel like you're eating spaghetti. One thing I want to ask you, Ashley, is what are your thoughts on cold-pressed juices?
Yeah, great question. But I want to say, I don't actually love people avoiding carbohydrates, because then you hit the afternoon and you just like want everything that's sweet under the sun. But if you're trying to have more appropriate levels of carbohydrates and you don't want the noodles to be your carbohydrates, then I love that part. So I just a little bit of a caveat there. But here's the thing with cold-pressed juices. I love cold-pressed juices because I think that people can really enjoy them. And we talk about cold-pressed because we are in this era today, especially with things like HPP, which is high-pressure pasteurization or processing, where the pressure is taking the place of the high heat pasteurization. And what we're seeing is, although I don't know that there are any clinical studies that actually show that, you know, greater amounts of the nutrients are delivered, so I will put that caveat there, but intuitively we think that more of the active enzymes and the nutrients are retained because you're keeping the vegetable in its raw, you know, closer to its raw state. So it's like a less processing, right? So I think the interesting thing about it is I really like it, but a lot of times you get pieces and parts of the vegetable. So, you know, as opposed to getting the whole vegetable in its entire form. Now, I'm a big, like, I just blend everything. People always ask me, what's the juicer, the best juicer that's out there? I'm like, the one that you will use and the one that you clean. But I'm really a fan, me personally, I'm a fan of blending as opposed to juicing, because I feel like you get more of the nutrients, you know, still retained. And I like that part. I also totally rely on frozen vegetables. So I also will throw, and I did this the other day, again, you can get great inspiration off of like Instagram and things. So a friend of mine, a nutrition friend said cauliflower. So now I add cauliflower into my smoothies in the morning. And that's like super fun because it doesn't always have to be broccoli or spinach. So I think there are different ways to add that in.
You know what I just started doing was actually, there's a store near my house, they make green tea matcha and like smoothies. And so I kind of started making it myself at home, and you literally put in like a half an avocado and you could put in your greens, and it's so good with a little, you know, a teaspoon or two teaspoons of green matcha, and it just gives you so much energy. So, you know, even using something like avocado in a smoothie is a great idea too, right, Ashley?
Exactly. And I think then you just say to yourself, and, you know, we look at that nutrient balance and you say, okay, now I have the fat on that side. So then, you know, that's not going to be the one that I add peanut butter to, or, you know, et cetera.
Right.
But no, totally. Again, I will have breakfast with you anytime, or really any meal. So we're great on that. But, you know, it's just really one of those thoughts, which is to look at your breakfast and to say, you know, hey, if I love the traditional breakfast, of a cold cereal or of a hot oatmeal. Oh, by the way, I had the most amazing savory oatmeal in my life yesterday. It had an egg on top, and it had all these different greens blended into it, and oh my goodness.
Oh,
so that's where you get the veggies in. But let's say that's not your traditional breakfast and you're doing oatmeal with, you know, cinnamon and maybe some nuts on top of it. Then that could be where you have a greens juice with it, you know. Or I have some people that are just like, you know what, in the morning, I had a client that her go-to now is a bunch of different vegetables and some hummus. She loves it. She starts her day that way, and she actually likes to do more of a breakfast for lunch, and that's a great option for her. So it's just think about getting vegetables in.
It's
better breakfast month. Why not give it a try?
I love it, Ashley, and, you know, always full of great information. You can learn more about Ashley at her website at ashleycoffapproved.com. You can also follow her on Twitter at @ashleycoff. I'm excited because I'm seeing you next week, girl, and we are going to hang.
Jealous.
I'm Andrea Donsky along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Naturally Savvy and at Your Radio MD.